What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Rip City Rundown podcast here on the RCR YouTube channel, as well as the Rip City Rundown podcast feed on Spotify. And we've got big news for Blazer fans today. It's once again me solo, just kind of getting the initial thoughts out. But the Blazers, at about 10:01 Pacific time, put out a tweet that said, "The estate of the Paul G. Allen today announced it has commenced a formal sales process for the Portland Trail Blazers NBA franchise, consistent with Allen's directive to eventually sell his sports holdings and direct all estate proceeds to philanthropy." I'll go ahead and finish out the statement. It also says the estate has selected investment bank Allen & Company and law firm Hogan Lovells to lead the sales process, which is estimated to continue into the 2025-26 basketball season. The NBA Board of Governors must then ratify a final purchase agreement. This news does not affect the Seattle Seahawks NFL franchise or the estate's 25% interest in the Seattle Sounders MLS, and neither is for sale. So this is something that Blazer fans have been talking about really ever since Paul Allen passed away. What was that, 2018? But more so kind of, I'd say, since 2021, kind of when we were at a crossroads with, are we going into luxury tax? Is ownership going to pay for a team around Damian Lillard? This was a big topic in the summer of 2022 and into the summer of 2023 when we ultimately ended up trading Damian Lillard. But that's not what I'm going to talk about right now. I'm just going to talk about solely kind of what the news is. This is a big deal. I think Paul Allen was a great owner. And, you know, if he was still alive today, I would love for him to continue being owner. But once you lose someone like that and it gets passed on to an estate and it's run more by his sister, Jody Allen, you didn't see as much passion in her than you did in Paul Allen. And I know it's really hard to compare the two because one was the owner for a team that was trying to win for the longest time, while the other has been the owner for a team that's been rebuilding. But they could have made the moves to possibly go all in around Damian Lillard, and they didn't. And whether that's because they felt like that was a good basketball move, or that's because they couldn't make the move because Jody Allen said, "I'm not spending extra money on this team," I don't know. But I think it's nice to get a fresh slate. So I think Blazer fans should be happy today after the news, after getting the 11th pick last night. That kind of sucked. Say that took our morale from 50% to 10%. This should move you back up to a 30%, a 35%. It's a good thing to happen. For those that are wondering, what does this mean in terms of like new ownership? Are they going to move from Portland? No, I think that has a 0% chance of happening. There is no way the Blazers are moving out of Portland. They're here to stay. Don't worry about that. We can get into new owners, who the possible new owners could be. There's one name that I know everyone's going to comment, and I'm going to say it too, but I'll hold that just for a little later. It said from, Sean Hyken said there's a statement from the Paul G. Allen estate. And yeah, it's the same thing. It's just the fact that they are officially commencing a formal sales process. I don't know what that means in terms of how quickly is this going to happen. Is this like it's happening right now? I know it says it'll estimate it to continue into the 25-26 season, but like, can people come forward and make offers now? Like, is it officially for sale? I think that's what it means. And let's talk about it. There's one name that's going to be circling in Blazer circles in Portland area, and that's Phil Knight. And I'd love that. I think big things when it comes to an owner is you just want a passionate owner, and the owner that is willing to spend to win and win soon. And there's multiple reasons why I think Phil Knight would fit that criteria. One, he's got the money. He's got all the money in the world from Nike. We don't got to worry about him not spending or not having enough to spend. And then when it comes to if he is willing to spend that, he's in his 80s. He's so passionate about the state of Oregon, the city of Portland, everything up there. You've seen what he's done with Oregon Athletics, giving them all the resources in the world to possibly win. He's going to give the Blazers the resources they need to possibly win. And sometimes that's a bad thing, and sometimes it's a good thing. We look at teams like the Suns. They have an owner that was willing to spend a ton straight out of the gate, and that's backfired on them. They traded a bunch of their picks. They traded young talent, and they went all in on a certain core, and that has not worked. You look at teams like the Clippers, have a great owner, and they've spent money on new stadium renovations, a team that is we'll be honest, before they got knocked out of the first round, they were a contending team. So I think you still need a good GM, good coaches, good players to actually win. But it really does kind of start up top. And I think that's where, once Paul Allen died, that's where we kind of had a lacking effort from Jody Allen. Because we can say that we're just rebuilding and we're not trying to make any big moves or anything, but there is something about making the big moves and making big trades and willing to spend money. Like, that is how you win. Now, you still need a good GM to make the right moves. Like, the Bradley Beal move was respectively a bad move for Matt Ishbia and the Suns franchise. But the fact that they were willing to spend and willing to go out there and trade for players is an important thing. And I think that's something you want out of your owner. And I think this is just means that there's an opportunity to go get that owner in the near future. I will say I cared more about this when Damian Lillard was still on the team and we were trying to hopefully spend money to go into the luxury tax and such. But now that we're rebuilding and we kind of have our direction, I don't see a new owner coming in and just suddenly changing everything. I think it'll more change things behind the scenes, not necessarily on the court, but I think you could see more money going into arena, more money going into the surrounding area of the Moda Center, more money going into just things that make the Blazer brand better. And then once hopefully we're in a winning position, you have a more of an opportunity down the line to spend money on a team. But this is big news. This is very big news. I'm excited as a Blazer fan. I'm hopeful. Again, Phil Knight would be pretty sick. But I'm not expecting it. I'm just expecting a new owner to come in here and be a little more passionate than Jody. And I think that's just the important thing. So, again, I'm throwing this up on the podcast channels because I know a lot of you guys listen solely on Spotify, and I want you guys to hear my thoughts. I'm sure here in the coming days, we will go extremely in-depth on kind of just what now the offseason is going to look like as a whole, you know, balancing possibly trading players, balancing now having the 11th pick, balancing new extensions for Chauncey and Joe, and balancing now a possible new owner here within the coming year. So a lot going on in Blazer land, and I think it's excitement. I think there's a lot of new and a lot of good things that are hopefully going to be positive for the future. And again, it starts up top. I'm excited to have what I assume to be a new owner here in the coming 6-12 months. So that's going to do it for the video, guys. That's going to do it for the podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, make sure to stay tuned for the rest of the week for maybe a more in-depth podcast on kind of what's going on this offseason. Click the link in the description. Of course, we're still sponsored by Underdog. You can use code RCR when signing up. That link is, of course, in the description. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace.